Okay, so the Amud is Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we have just described the Mishnah. We have just learnt the Mishnah. It says that a Vlad Chatas and a Smurus Chatas and a Chatas Shemesh Baalei, so an animal which was born from a Chatas, from a Korban Chatas, or was tomorrow, was attempts to be exchanged for a chatas, which, as we know, does not work, but does make results in both of the animals having that kedusha, or a chatas shemisa baalei, or a chatas whose balaam have died. None of these can be nikrav, and therefore tamos, they will yamos, so they will die. These animals must be left to die because they cannot be nikrav, and nothing else can be done with them either. On the other hand, she'ibra shnasa, if it got too old, or if it was lost, and when it was found, it was already a Baalas Mum. Then, already it depends. If all of that happened before the Kapara was achieved, then Thomas, the same Halacha, the Chas must die. But if it was not, and it doesn't create trauma, and there is no Doraisa Me'ila, we discussed exactly the specifics of if there is still something of Kedushim in the Torah. On the other hand, if we're talking about before the Kapara was achieved, and as opposed to after the Kapara was achieved, then already, no, the animal will graze until it achieves Baalas Mum, or if it already has Baalas Mum, it will be sold, right? And the money can be used to buy another Korban. Now the context is the Gemara says in Mishnah Reisha de lo kamifliya, Mishnah Seif de kamifliya. What's the difference between the Reisha, the first of the Mishnah? Well, we do not distinguish between before and after. The Balaam have achieved the Kapara, have brought another Korban Chatas. Right, it says Reisha psikali in the first half, and in the second half of the Mishnah we do distinguish between before and after Kapara. So the Reisha psikali, Seif lo psikali. The difference is that in the Reisha, in the first part of the Mishnah, right, the Mishnah was the Mishnah is convinced that in those three cases it makes no difference if the Baal Korban has in fact achieved Kapara using another Korban, whereas in the second half of the Mishnah it does. The reason why is because in the second half of the Korban these were Chatois that were set aside for achieving a specific Kapara, which was necessary. There was a Mechayev for a Chatas. Right? It just happens to be they weren't brought for reasons that have nothing to do with Kedushas the Korban. On the other hand, the first half, the first three examples of Mishnah, Vlad Chatas, Tmuras Chatas, and Chas Shemesa Baalei, well, Vlad Chatas and Tmuras Chatas achieved the Kedusha without any relevance to any particular sin. Tmuras Chatas, as in the sin involved, has nothing to do with the Chatas, the Mecha, being Mafresh Tmura. It's not a Mechaya for a Chatas, and a Vlad Chatas animal was just born, literally has nothing to do with a sin. And they don't come because of a specific sin, and therefore you can't be makar of them because they're a Chatas, and Chatas only comes for a sin. Right? And the Chatas Shemesa Baalei, a Chatas only comes for its Baalim, for the people who own it, and here, the person who's meant to get Kapara from it is dead. So therefore, they can't be Nikrav at all. There's a problem in the relationship between the Korban and the sin. On the other hand, the second half, there is no relationship between the Korban and the sin. There's a technical problem which prevents you from being makar of the Korban. And therefore, in certain circumstances, it might not get the general halacha of a chatas, right, which you cannot bring, which must die. So then it says, ha, tanali davi tmura. The Gemara says, another question. But wait, wasn't this exact Mishnah taught in Tmura? There, the same Mishnah was taught because it's relevant to Tmura. Here, the same Mishnah was relevant because it was taught due to Me'ilan. The stuff that comes in it that has nothing to do with the place where it is right now in Shas is just there because, you know, whatever. We like mentioning other things as well sometimes. It should be noted, I'm not going to go into the details right now as it's complicated, but there are many, many, many details. But having said that, this issue of Osa Tmura in these cases, if the Korban can create Tmura, then even so, the circumstances are very prescribed. For example, it can only be happen if it's done during the day. It's done as an example. There are many, 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 many limitations on this statement that it makes tomorrow. It theoretically can make tomorrow, but not in all cases. Normally you can make tomorrow under pretty much any case. Okay, That's going to next Mishnah. Mafrish Mois Linsirusin Lanyan and Lemolan. If you put aside coins for the Korbanos you will bring at the end of your Nazirus, then on the one hand it is Asur to get Hana. On the other hand, the Isur involved is not an Isur Me'il. Right? It is merely an Isur Hana. Right? Why? Because because the Gemara says, "Mipnei shehin reuyin lavoi kulan shelamim." But since they can all theoretically be brought as shlamim, right, and shlamim are not subject to meil until after zrikas adam, therefore, right, all the coins are not going to be brought as anas. Are not going to be subject to meila until you specify which korban, when you switch korban. And it's even though there is in fact a chatas and an oila involved. Right? Doesn't matter because all of the coins can be brought for shlamim. Base, the animal dies. Ve'hayu lo mais somim. Right? The animal dies and the Nazir dies and he had coins which were Sesumim, which were set aside for a Korban Nazirus, but not for any particular Korban Nazirus. You pull in the Lindava, they can be then go straight away to become a Nedava, a voluntary offering on the Mizbeach. They need not. There's no problem with continuing to use them for a Korban, for a different Korban, right? Mois Meforashim, what if the coins you have already decided which coins which korban each coin is going to go to? To me, chatas yichul nami malach. So the coins that were meant to buy a chatas, they have to be thrown to yamimach. They have to be destroyed. And the reason why is because that's the same halach as a chatas shemitza baaleh that we just discussed. The chatas dies, and if it's only coins, they get thrown to yamimach. There's literally nothing to be done with them. Lo nenem ve'lo melalan, and they're not subject. On the one hand, they're not subject to the Isur Mi'ila, as in Tatashlumi Mi'ila, but it's asked to get Hana from them. The Mi'ila, the money that was meant to go to the Ola, Yavu Ola, or Mo'alimba, just use it to bring an Ola. Why? Because an Ola can be brought for any reason. It can be brought completely voluntarily, therefore just use it to bring an Ola. They were set aside for an Ola to use and bring an Ola, no worries, right? And there is for the full Isur, as since it can, they can just be used for their original purpose, there's the full Isur Mi'ila, the Chodavar, there are no exceptions, right? The Mei Shlamim, the coins that were meant to be used for Shlamim, Yavi Shlamim, again, just bring Shlamim because Shlamim can be brought voluntarily. V'nechal Niyam Echad, but those Shlamim will only be in for one night, not for two days in one night. Right? V'ein Te'onim Lechem, and there is no bread that you should not bring. The bread that usually comes with the shlamim of a nazir, and the reason why is because on the one hand you eat them for only one day because the shlamim of a nazir can only be eaten for one day. On the other hand, right, they do not require bread, which is usually accompanies the korban of a nazir, because the pasuk says that you're meant to put them on the hands of the Nazir as part of the press of a krava, and since that can't be done here, so you can't actually bring them as a korban Nazir, but the Isurim that usually accompany a korban Nazir did not go away, and therefore you can only eat them for one day. Right? You can't continue with the positive aspects of a korban Nazir. So just bring your Shlamim, which is subject to the limitations of a korban Nazir. Okay. Maskif la Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, "Listening nami." I forgot to mention this whole all of this halacha here is also repeated in Maseches Nazir. It's subject to extensive discussion there. A lot of the questions show up is there is a halacha on Mishmi Sinai that a son can actually use these coins that were satisfied by for an Azirus by his father. Right? There's this discussion between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, if in fact it is a Kalachol Mishasino, if it's derived from Pasuk. Okay, but Begadol, that agrees, the major, major discussion of these halachas is in fact in Maseches Nazir, not here. Maskif la Reish Lakish velisni namim ha-mafrish ma'is lekinim le'ni'alim le'nalim. The Rish Lakish responds to this Mishnah. He goes, raises a problem. He shouldn't it have also said that if you set aside coins for kinim, for korbanos ha'oif, which we said usually come as a pair, right, as a hanest of two birds, right? And if you set aside that money and then you die, there should be lo nehenin velo roalin, right? There's no, on the one hand, you're asked to get out now, but on the other hand, it's not going to be a similar. Why? Nation ruin lavoy torin, shalohi gears manon of neyona, shalvar zmanon, shalvar zemanon. Right. Why? Because you could use them to buy pigeons that are not the right age, right? Right, that are very small, or bnei yona, or turtle doves that you don't that have already started to go yellow, that their plumage has already started to turn yellow. In either case, they are in fact unfit for a korban, and you could have used the korban and you could have used the money to buy them, right? Therefore, and since these things are not, you could have used the money to buy these things, but these things are not roi to be used as a korban. Therefore, they are not kodshei Hashem, right? And therefore, they should not be these coins should be subject to a rule where, on the one hand, it's us to get hana from them, but on the other hand, there are no tashlumei me'ila, right? Or at least there's no korban asham and tashlumei chumash, because what we are discussing is a case that the coins can really be used for something which is not kodesh Hashem, theoretically. Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Torah, b'moy sisum havei shlamim, Amar Torah havei saurim, shalei giyas manam, in ruin levech. Rava says, no. When you set aside coins for a nezirus, right, they can be used for any one of the three korbanos, which another brings, including shlamim, which have no issur me'ilah until after srikas adam. That's the reason for this halacha. When you set aside money to buy birds for a mizbeach, it is not true that you can use that money to buy birds that are pasul for the mizbeach, right? The Torah didn't say that you can buy birds that are pasul, right? And therefore, the statement is quite simply untrue. In other words, it's not technically true that you can use these coins to buy birds which are from the correct species but are the wrong age and therefore cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. You can't. You have to use it to buy birds that are kosher to be brought on the Mizbeach. And therefore, the kashya is in fact not a kashya. There is the obvious question of when Reish Lakish asked this particular question, What on earth was he thinking? So Tosfos says, when it says that really the point was that the Torahim that are too small, the reason he was saying that you can use them to buy birds that are too young. Why? Because eventually they will get old enough to be brought from Mizbeach. Right, bnei yona, which are too old, which are never going to be roi for the mizbeach. In fact, even Reish Lakish thought you could not buy with these coins, right? Because, and then he just sort of brought it here because, you know, shnei sorim or shnei bnei yona, right? As in the pasuk always mentions torim and bnei yona together. So here too, he mentioned torim and bnei yona with the relevant psalm together. But really, what he's talking about torim, which are too young, right? Because they will come towards a chiyuv. Bnei yona, which are never ever going to be usable as a korban, Reish Lakish would agree that you can in fact not buy using these coins. Right, and so the point is that you can buy a bird which is not Reif on a Mizbeach, but will become Reif on a Mizbeach at some stage, and therefore you might, but until it is Reif on a Mizbeach, would not have an Isra Me'ila, and therefore you would think that the coins are not Reif Me'ila. And Rava's response was, no, even that you can't do. You have to buy a bird which can be brought to the Mizbeach now. Yeah, Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Amer, Rabbi Shimon says, Hadam kal bitchilo vechamor v'seifer. Right? Blood, right at the beginning, has a kula, and right at the end has a chumra. Right? Nesachim, and it'll explain in a minute what it means. Nesachim, the one libation is chumra between us and the kabbalah, and they're more chumra when they're right at the beginning, and they're less chumra towards the end. What does this mean? Dam before Zrika, before Zrika is not subject to Me'ila. The reason why is we have actually Zeris Chasav, the Ein Me'ila B'damim. Right? Yatzal Nachal Kidron, once you have finished using it and hit, and all of the blood has flowed down into the Amas, Mayim, into the channel which carries blood out of the Azara, and it has been carried out of the Azara through Nachal Kidron to the river of Kidron, then already it will be subject to the Isser of Me'ila, right? To prevent farmers from using it for fertilizer. In Nesachim, wine libations on the island is Bitchilas. And from the time of Hakrava, there is a full Isser Me'ila, Yardel Shisin, from, but once you have poured them into the big trough at the top of the Mizbeach, right, and they have flowed down into the holes at the bottom of the trough, which carry it down the shuv to the amasamayim, to this channel which carries liquid down the mizbeach. Ein mo'al en bo'y, there's no longer any me'ila because you've already fulfilled the mitzvah. Okay, we're going to get now into the sukya of me'ila bedamim. It should be noted that even the iser me'ila bedamim, once it's carried out of the base of mikdash, which we just mentioned, is only an iser mi'derabonon. Right? And therefore, that's the reason why it's been achadron, it's only outside the mikdash, because we generally prefer not to make zeres derabonon within the mikdash. It's not a hard and fast rule, but we prefer not to, right? Right, but there's an iser derabanan once it is taken out of the base of mikdash. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, right, says Moalim bedamim divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said there is meila bedam. There is meila on the blood of the base of mikdash. Rabbi Shimon says as well. Chamim meila. Chamim said there is no meila bedamim. My time of damar. Why wouldn't there be meila bedamim? Makes no sense. Our Ula said Amar Kra, right. The Ula said that there's a pasuk, "Va'ani nesati v'lachem shelachem hu," right? And I gave it to you. Va'ani nesati v'lachem. Ki nefesh ha'basar b'dam hu. The life force of an animal is in the blood. Va'ani nesati v'lachem al mizbeach lechaper al mashrichem. And I gave it to you on the mizbeach to atone for your lives, ki da dam hu anefesh b'nefesh yechidah, because dam will give kapara for the nefesh, right? Okay, so right, that pasuk lachem, right? The word lachem in the pasuk means that it is yours, and therefore it is not subject to meila. Because if it's subject to meila, then it is in fact not yours. Okay. Right, so the halacha here is essentially a dini mamonos halacha. By the way, I should mention that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon's opinion, according to another Gemara in Yuma, is in fact only Midarabon, and everybody agrees in Midarai, so there's no Me'ila in Dam. Okay. The very Rabbi Shmuel Tana, from the base midrash of Rabbi Shmuel, we have a different drasha, lechaper. Lechapar nesati v'lei me'ila. The nature of blood is for kapara, and therefore it is actually not subject for me'ila. This requires explanation. A bunch of Rishonim say that maybe what it means is the following. Blood has such a high level of kedusha that you can't do me'ila. Meaning, what is the problem with me'ila, I think these are showing. The problem with me'ila is a pagia, is some sort of harm that was done to the kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. That is an impossibility with blood. Blood is the most kadosh part of the animal, and therefore it is quite simply not subject to me'ila. Practically, there is nothing you can do to damage the kedusha of the blood. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan has a third answer. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Ki Hadam Hu Ba Nefesh Yechaper Lifnei Kapara Kilach Kapara Hu. Rabbi Yochanan says that before Kapara, the blood is just like it is after Kapara. And says, Malach Kapara in Ba Me'ila, Fnei Kapara in Mil Me'ila. Since after Kapara, it's obvious there is no Me'ila in the Torah, and the reason why is because Nasas Mitzvah, so its mitzvah has already been fulfilled. So too, before Kapara, it is obvious there will not be any Me'ila. Tov, once again, this requires explanation. There are two ways of understanding it. You can understand it that this what this basically means is that blood bechefza gzeiras akasav is not subject to meila, right? For one of the reasons that we've already said. Or you can say something different. I've mentioned this before. Rabbi Yonah Bracha says it, that blood is viewed as though it has already been brought on the mizbeach. So once it has already been brought on the mizbeach, right, it's not subject to kapara. The second the shechita was done, it's already viewed as having been brought on the mizbeach. It's already viewed as though it has already been brought on the mizbeach, right? And that's not mechoser ma'isin. I said, how can that be? How is that a possibility? The answer is because blood, because the Beit HaMikdash functions as a machine. Right, it's not viewed as there are these people in a Kol Kohanim and they might just do it right and they might not. The Beit HaMikdash is like a machine. So the second you put your maybe the korban, you bring the korban, you shecht it, from then on things are viewed as happening automatically. Therefore, the blood from the moment of Shlita onwards is viewed as though it's already been thrown at the Mizbeach, because when it comes to a machine, we really do often view things as happening, having already happened before they've happened. Okay. V'chi yesh lecha darash and asetz dasari.
That's fine, but how can it be it has Me'ila once it leaves the Beis HaMikdash? That makes no sense, right? Is there such a thing that has already fulfilled its purpose, and even so there is Me'ila?
Isn't Truma Sedeshin a case where you've already done what you're meant to do with it, and even so it's Me'ila? Remember, according to Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, it has Me'ila until it's take all of the ashes taken to the base edition. The Ikra Mitzvah is Trumas Edeshen, and even so does Me'ila afterwards. Right, so the Gemara answers, right, because Trumas Edeshen, Mishum Dehavi Le Trumas Edeshen Ve'evrei Siriam Eshnaleach Shneksuvim Abayin Kechan Ve'chol Shneksuvim Abayin Kechan Eim Elamden. It's true. Trumas Edeshen has Me'ila even after the mitzvah is done. And there is one more case of something which has Me'ila after it has already fulfilled its purpose. That's the limbs of the Seir Mishleach. The Seir Mishleach on Yom Kippur is subject to Me'ila. Right? Once it is thrown off the mountain, you would have thought, Nasis Mitzvotso. The answer is no, it is still subject to Me'ila. Why? Because of Exeris Akasa. So, given those two Xeris Akasa, Trumas Edeshen and the limbs of the Trusa of the Sari Mishdaleach, right, are two psukim that say that there is Me'ila after mitzvah is done. And since there's two cases, you already can't learn from it, right? The fact that the Torah had to specify in two separate cases there is Me'ila after the mitzvah has been fulfilled tells you that those two cases are special. If there was only one case, then you could have used it as a binyanav. You could have used it to learn to other cases. But since there are two cases, you can't use it to learn to other cases. You have to assume that the case is in fact special, that those two cases are in fact special, and they will not teach about any other case, and therefore the general rule in other cases is going to be that there is no Me'ila after a mitzvah has been fulfilled. Eshkoyach, gentlemen, we'll continue this with the sugya tomorrow.